Can international law do that?
Do you realists
believe that international law can prevent her?
Assumption. The international law, the order of international law is not help the increase people's interest. It is prevent the other state hurt my people, this state.
So realists believe that international law can function in such a way to prevent a state from being hurt. Right. Any other view? If you ask realists to consider the rule of international law, realists believe that either human nature is bad or because the structure of the international system is good. If you advise a realist that saying that, well, consider international law can help, how would a realist reply to your advice? So what's the place of international law in this school of thinking? These基本的理论都理解吧，对吧？就是现实主义者认为。 两种现实主义，一种现实主义呢是经典的现实主义，认为人性是很恶，我们都是很恶。但是为了在这个人类社会冷酷的世界生存，我们必须形成一个国家保护我们自己。所以这个世界上有很多国家，那么国家呢为了更好的保护自己的公民，国家就必须变得更富更强更大，啊，更富更强更大。所以呢，这是你的唯一的目的。为了为此目的呢，你要侵略别的国家，反正随你的便，只要能够。 保证你的国家的生存就行，你的国家和你的公民的生存就行。那你在认为是这个一切的世界上的一切都是由此来决定的。但是呢，因为那个这是那个经典的那个现实主义的一个看法。那么这个社会的有一些规则。 这个国际社会的有一些有很多的制度，有很多的各种各样的安排，他们最多不过反映了一种权力关系，就是个 power 的关系。那么这个权力关系并不是说一定是某个大国的意志，而是一种互动的结果，对吧？美国也灭不了中国，中国也灭不了美国。那么我们就得基于这个现实，那么我们就必须妥协。 必须妥协，这个妥协并不是因为大家都有一个高尚的理想，为了世界和平，而是因为我们彼此吃不下，对吧？因为不是，是因为我们彼此也谁也消灭不了谁，就必须妥协，对吧？必须妥协，你这是唯一的结果。那就那个结构性的现实主义就认为呢，这个和人性没有任何关系，这不是因为人性的原因，但是那个这是因为就是因为国际现在的国际社会的一个基本结构。 这个结构呢，是因为它没有一个中心的权力，没有一个超国家的权力。那么就像一群人，在那，而且呢，国家之间呢也不信任，彼此也不信任，而且国家之间都有能力去彼此伤害。即使一个小国家也可以伤害一个大国家，对吧？拉登还搞了一个911呢。所以我们都有这个能力，但是我们彼此没有任何信心，没有任何信任。就像一个屋子里边有大人有小孩，有男人有女人，大家都有武器，都有各种各样的武器，而且彼此不信任。 而且彼此不信任，这是一个凌乱的无政府的状态，无政府的状态。那在这种情况下，而且我们不知道彼此的那个你到底你的意图是什么，而且又你又为了生存，所以在这种这样一个体制之中呢，你就必须国家或者政策制定者就必须冷静的去一种那个分析这个现实，并且根据这个现实去采取一定的措施。 采取一定的措施。那么我要问的问题是，在这样一个世界观里边，国际法占什么位置？现实主义者 realist 会怎么看待国际法的作用？哎，很多人是现实主义者的啊，布什就是一个现实主义者，对吧？布什就是一个现实主义者 ，Rumsfeld 就是一个现实主义者，那个所谓的新保守主义，他们都是现实主义者。中国政府其实也是现实主义者。
需要的时候，就那个工具，对吧？它在那个，或者说更精确的说，它是一个
instrument， 对吧？它是一个 instrument， 英文的 instrument 就是它是一种工具性质的，可用可不用。 那可用可不用，那是可以选择性的。所以国际法在现实主义的那个国际关系，现实主义的国际关系理论里边，国际法的作用是，国际法是不是至高无上？国际法能不能盲目相信？对吧？国际法是不是在哪儿都是法？对吧？国际法可以不可以信赖？国际法可不可以使用？
可以
使用，就看对国家有没有利，对吧？就看对国家有没有利。那个问题，这个世界上大多数国家都是现实主义者，中国和美国都是现实主义者，都是现实主义者。在欧盟多多少少带了一点理想主义，但是呢，处处碰壁。欧盟处处碰壁。在听，这是一个现实。所以对现实主义的有了你们在，这就是所谓的现实主义的国际关系，现实主义国际关系的一个基本的理念啊。你们在现实主义国际关系，所以现实主义国际关系是有背后有一个强大的思想传统在支持的。在你们的论文中不要轻易使用现实主义国际关系这个词语，因为你在你了解它的含义以前不要轻易使用它，它背后有一个强大的知识传统、思想传统在支持的。结构性现实主义，就是认为这个国际社会的结构就是这个样子。
什么是国际社会的结构？
啊？
什么是国际社会的结构？
就是主权国家彼此不信任呐、啊，主权国家都是各自为政啊。战国时代嘛，你没有一个中心的，没有一个中心的那个权威，没有一个世界政府，就没有一个世界政府，这就是现在的国际社会这一个结构。这个结构，对吧？那么这个结构就导致了这个，就是说你的政策的制定者必须，政策的制定者和实施者必须熟悉这个结构，你必须冷静地去认识到这个结构，你才能够制定出更好地保护你的人民的一个政策，保护你人民的一个政策。这是现实主义的国际关系的理念。如果你们可能让很多人觉得非常的那个失望，或者是觉得很悲观，对吧？很多人会觉得很悲观，那么我们就看下一个自由主义的国际关系的理念，那可就好看了，好听了。那么关于现实主义国际关系与国际法的现实主义国际关系理论与国际法的关系呢？另外我要提到一点，这个 PowerPoint slides 这是这个星期用的，我可以给那个雨婷，你可以发给大家，好吧？有100多页，反正你们也不用。要是想学一些词汇的话，就记一下；但是你要不想记的话，你都可以发给你们。
So the position of international law in realism, realism rejects the so-called causal rule of international legal norms in international system. What is the causal rule? The causal rule, so the other schools, other, let's see another school, another school of international relations asserts that if you have international law, then if we all comply with international law, then we have world peace. We have world peace. So international law can lead to world peace, can lead to world peace. And realists believe that this is nonsense. Right? International law is not the reason of world peace. It's the result of the structure of the international system. It reflects the power relations between among the states. And this is actually, although it sounds very pessimistic, sounds very evil, but this is actually the foundation of our current international legal system. The international legal system is actually built upon realism. The international law and realism actually overlap on certain core assumptions. The first one is they all believe that the current mainstream international law and realism both believe that states are the primary actors. States are the primary actors and state sovereignty, and there's no central authority. Our current international law system also doesn't believe there is a supranational authority, and they both believe the balance of power. Liberalism sounds very very moral,
So they call the core assumptions of liberalism is that the human nature, we are born to be good. We are to, once we are born, we all have the want to do good things, to pursue good things. And the states are the same. States are the same. States are the purpose of this objective of the state is to seek harmony, not war. Not war. Right? And the primary actors in international law should include not only states, right, but also other actors, like the individuals and the groups. They are all subject. They should be. Liberalism is very much about what is ought to be in reality. So the states, not only states, but also individuals and private groups, they all deserve to be subjects of international law, actors of international law. If countries have war, that's not because of the people, that's because of the state. So war only serves the interest of the state, not the people. Right? And the liberalism actually has a very strong distrust of the state. Liberalists believe that we should believe the people, not the state, because the state are manipulated by a very small group of individuals. Yeah. A very small group of individuals. For example, in the U.S., it might be manipulated and controlled by those, multinational companies, right? The rich people. And in China, it's also controlled by elites. So liberalism asserts that people should not trust the state. Right? We should trust ourselves. We should trust the international society. Right? And and liberalism also believes that all the countries should be democracies. Should be in order to be good for the states. In order to be a good actor of international law, you should be a democratic country. Democratic country, because only democratic, not only that democratic country better serve the interests of the people, there's also a long standing assertion of this democratic peace. So democracies do not fight with each other. If we are democracies, then world peace. The international society has the minimum common interest of world peace, then only democracy can ensure that. Only democracy can ensure that. And also that the countries, we depend on each other. Right? There's a very strong interdependence. So how do we strengthen this interdependence? We should encourage free trade. That's why I said the international system after the Second World War is very much a liberalism-oriented international governance system, right, established by the U.S. to encourage free trade, free market, and also encourage democracy. So our current international governance is actually a mix of liberalism and realism, but it's more based on liberalism. Okay, the same question. What is the place of international law in this liberal school of international relations? If you ask a liberalist, how could international law help your cause? Anything.
Kind of belief. People should believe the international law.
People should believe in international law. Why?
The democracy, they should use the law to maintain it.
How could international law strengthen or undermine these assumptions? that you guys were very right that international law is the instrument for the realists. Use it, not use it, depends on our national interest.
Liberalism.
Then what is it for the liberal, for the liberalists?
For liberalists, I think that maybe international law results in the peace for the world.
International law results in
this world and accomplish the interests of the.
Are you doing a Google search?
I think liberalism. Liberalism, I think international law should be respected and abide.
Because of what?
International law, the main object of international law is not to
object
to the other country, is not to, is to control the government.
Right. This is a very good point, right? Because liberalists have a very strong distrust in the government. So international law can be used to control the government, to control the misbehavior of the government, right? So for liberalists, international law is actually very useful, and liberalism believe that international law should establish rule of law in the international society. That's international rule of law should be very much like, because liberalism believe that eventually there should be a world government. And we all the individuals, private groups, we are all subjects of international law. So for liberalists, the rule of international law is very much like the rule of law in the domestic context. So they have the to what extent this convinces you? Do you believe this? Do you buy this argument?
I think in liberalism.
Sounds very good, but is this the kind of reality we are having?
The law perhaps no use. Because every people is good, we should behave other people very good, so we can maintain this order. We don't need the law.
The Confucianism. Liberalism is not Confucianism. If you believe that human nature is good, is always good, well, we are good, but we make mistakes. And we make human beings, we are all human beings, we make mistakes. You are good people, but you also make mistakes. That's actually if you watch the Hollywood movie, the hero will say that you have made a mistake. They wouldn't say you're a bad person, so you have just made a mistake. So it doesn't really matter whether you're really good or bad. For both realists and liberalists, human beings make mistakes. If we make mistakes, then we need law to control us.
There is another difference between realism and liberalism. The only actor of the international law is the state. According to liberalism, the actor of the international law is the society of the international law.
The actor? Sorry, the society is not the actor, right? We are all, the members of the society are actors.
Society, 它应该叫利益共同体，每一个等级上面。
Community.
Yeah.
Community is with common interest.
Yeah. I think every community's common interest should be in the actual of the international of law.
NGO, individuals, natural persons, the legal persons, they could all become, of course, under liberalism, they could all be actors of international law. They could all be 国际法主体. So what's the question then?
I think most of people don't believe liberalism.
Most people don't believe in liberalism. Is this true? Do you all believe in how many of you like? Let's see, assuming you have to choose one to believe in. In this very small group, who are realists? Okay. Who are realists? That's not a shame, so it doesn't matter. Because you believe that you should have a rational analysis of what is, rather than what is ought to be, right? So who believes in realism? Okay. You haven't made up your mind. I mean, you have to choose one. If you have to choose one.
Assuming you have to choose one. People's machine is a mixed one. It's a mixer.
Of course, I understand that. I just ask what happens if you must choose one, right? If you must choose one.
Yes or no.
Yes or no question. Who are liberalists? Okay, so if you have to choose one, you are liberal. Also, we have. You are both realists and liberalists.
No, this one, I made a mistake.
You made a mistake. So maybe the example, you are born with good nature, but you made mistakes, right? Okay. They were because you support free trade, right? Most people believe in realism. This is not coincidental. This is actually the reality in the world. Most people believe in realism. But actually, most lawyers, good lawyers, actually believe in institutionalism. I'm actually an institutionalist, and we will discuss this. And you will find, and after we have an examination of institutionalism, I would believe that most of you would be converted to institutionalists. Because that's what we are as lawyers. Yeah.